Stuff Electricians Should Know, where I bring you bite-sized bits of useful information, usually in the form of an answer to a question that every electrician should know. Hey, I'm your host, John Workman, and welcome back to another rousing episode of the Stuff Electricians Should Know podcast. And before we get into this, make sure and head over to rulesforelectricians.com and check out the new book that we put out for you, 100 Rules to Help You Become Better at What You Do, Better at Life. Both written and unwritten rules, which the unwritten rules, of course, are now written. And just a lot of wisdom from many electricians out there that that can help you go bigger, better, faster, stronger, all that good stuff. So anyways, head over to rulesforelectricians.com and get your copy today. It's actually going to take you to Amazon, where you can get the book Prime shipping. So if you're a Prime member, then you'll have it in 2 days, free shipping. So that's pretty cool. So on today's episode, I wanted to talk about a little bit of terminology. So that's one of the interesting things about the trade is when you get into the field, if you've never been around electrical work at all, then it might seem like you are speaking a completely different language. And that's the case with a lot of different fields. But I am really tripping over my words today, but especially in the electrical field, you're going to see a lot of terms that may or may not make sense. And then of course with language in general, you're going to have the true name, but then you're also going to have nicknames or whatever the case may be. And that is definitely the case in the electrical world, is everything's got a nickname. I don't know if I've come across anything yet that doesn't have a nickname, but I just want to go over in today's episode 10 things that do have nicknames that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't heard of, and we welcome submissions for other things as well that we don't talk about here today. So if you work with a part or a tool and it's got some creative nickname that goes along with it, go ahead and submit it to us, and we'll see if we can't get on the show. So the first term, and I had never heard this before till maybe a year ago or so. First term is Chinese money. Now, Chinese money is referencing reducing washers. If you're not sure what a reducing washer is, it's basically just a really thin piece of metal with a hole knocked out of it. To help you if you happen to knock a hole out bigger. So say you've got a piece of 3/4 piece conduit and you accidentally knock out the 1-inch knockouts, you can get a reducing washer with that'll reduce from 1 inch to 3/4. So it'll be a little bit bigger to go to cover the hole, and it'll give you that 3/4 hole in the middle to put your conduit in. So Chinese money, from what I understand, refers to reducing washers. Now, here's another one that I hadn't heard of until I put this episode together, but it's a bug. Now, a bug refers to a split bolt or a split bolt connector. And if you're not familiar with a split bolt, then you probably haven't been in the trade for very long. Basically, a split bolt is just a really short piece of metal that's been cut out to look kind of like a U, and it's threaded, and then it has a nut over it, and you can use it to splice together two wires, like your ground wires. You may even use it if you happen to be the one that's hooking up a service at the service head. You might use a split bolt and then wrap it with tape. So apparently there are some areas of the world that call those a bug. The next term is BX cable. Now, if I'm remembering right, BX cable was a term that was used a long time ago. And basically, it's referencing MC cable. So BX, MC cable, those are synonymous. BX, like I say, if I remember right, was a term that was used many, many, many years ago. And the industry has changed to, you know, MC cable, AC cable, things of that nature. Now, this is number four, greenfield. Okay, greenfield. Now, I've heard this term, and I've had people comment on my Instagram or whatever about greenfield, and I've never really known what it was, but greenfield is referencing an aluminum or steel flex connector. Okay, so I probably should have done a little more research for that. I'm not sure why it's called a greenfield. Maybe it's a brand, kind of like Romex. You know, the wire is actually NMB, but it's been Romex to so many people for so long, that's what it's always going to be called. And so perhaps that's where greenfield comes from. But a greenfield is an aluminum or steel flex connector. Now, a periscope, this is kind of interesting. A periscope is referencing a service entrance weatherhead. So a periscope is referencing a weatherhead. And I can see that because you've got the mast that goes up and then you've got the weatherhead at the top that kind of looks like the end of the periscope. So if somebody says, grab me a periscope, then they're talking about a weatherhead. Now, a hardhead, okay, a hardhead is referencing a lag screw. And I know there are others, and it may be even also a brand thing, but they've got redheads that are also similar. They're actually the pound-in bolts, anchors is what a redhead is. But a hardhead, somebody says, grab me a hardhead in some parts of the country, then they're talking about just getting them a lag screw. The next is one of my favorites, Kool-Aid, because I love Kool-Aid so much. Actually, I used to drink Kool-Aid all the time when I was a kid, but haven't been on it so much lately just because, I don't know, as you get older, maybe you just don't love the sugar as much. But anyways, Kool-Aid is talking about the Deox or the Penetrox, and they call it Kool-Aid because of the CU/AL, Cool Aid. And because it's for, you can use it for copper and aluminum conductors when you've got dissimilar metals together, and also using it when you're landing your aluminum wires into your load center lugs. So Kool-Aid is your Penetrox or your Deox. The keyless was a mystery for a long time for me, okay? And I could never really, I didn't really understand it until I decided to research it myself. But a keyless is just simply your porcelain light fixture. Anymore, I think they're made out of fiberglass and plastic. But a keyless has no pull string. So like, if it's keyed, if it's a porcelain that's keyed, then it has a pull string. But a keyless has no pull string. It just has the light bulb, place to put your light bulb in. And then, you know, hooks directly up to your wire, and then you put a switch on it. So keyless, it can only be controlled from a switch. All right. And, second to last one here, eyes. Eyes just simply refers to safety glasses. So put your eyes on means go grab your safety glasses. Last but not least is called the rabbit gun. Now, this is the first time I've ever heard of this one as well. But the rabbit gun refers to ratcheting cable cutter. Isn't that interesting? The rabbit gun refers to a ratcheting cable cutter. Where they got that, I don't know. But anyways, that's what I'm told it is. And that's what I'm told some guys, what they say. So that's where we're going with it. So anyways, if you've been in the industry for a while, you've probably heard of some of these, but I know there are a lot of guys been in the industry for a long time and they haven't, and it's because every area kind of gets their own slang going on, and that's cool. It's interesting to hear from across the globe what other people call things. So anyways, with that, I think we're going to wrap this episode up. Once again, make sure and head over to rulesforelectricians.com. Check out the new book, 100 Rules to Help You Become Better. Like say, life rules, electrical rules, not to replace the NEC because there's nothing in there even remotely close to the NEC. That is the Bible, and I'm not even gonna pretend like I'm writing something similar to that. But it's 100 rules that will help you be a better electrician, be a better person, and help you on that road to mastering the trade. So head over to rulesforelectricians.com and get your copy today. Thanks for tuning in, and make sure and share this episode with a friend, colleague, coworker, or anybody who you think just wants to know random electrical trivia. And make sure that you have a great day today. Make sure you have a great week. And I'm going to sign off. But before I do, I just want to tell you that I hope you stay healthy. Hope you stay happy. But of course, most of all, I hope you stay grounded.